Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Tesvav, as we continue our travels through the second parak of Maseches Demai in Parak Elu Dvarim. So we ended off with a machlokas that we're going to talk about. We brought a raya to one, now we're going to bring a raya to the other. Again, this shir, as all the Maseches shir, were sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we had a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. What happens when one buys produce from a non-Jew? So do we say the machlokas was the accepted shot of the machlokas was that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rov Eretz Yisrael is Nesunu Biyad Goyim, and therefore if you buy it from a guy, you assume he bought it from a guy, and therefore it's Maaser Vadai, not Maaser Dmai, Maaser Vadai. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rov Eretz Yisrael Nesunu Biyad Yisrael, even if you buy it from a guy, it's a good chance that he bought it from Yisrael, and Yisrael was Maaserit, and therefore, or take off Truma, so therefore you're only Maaser Dmai, not Vadai. So we just brought a raya to Rabbi Elazar from the one brisa. So now we bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Masdisa Masayler Rabbi Yochanan. The following Tani Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Rabbi Nechemya says, Nechemya was, remember, was one of the great students, according to one version of the five students that took over after all the thousands, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died. So there were five new ones. There's one version in Yevamos and one version in Koheles Rabbah. And according to one of the versions, I think in Koheles Rabbah, Rabbi Nechemya was one of those star students. Says the Braisa, Tanya Rebbechemia Omer, if one is buying from a merchant, from a Tagar, and the Tagar says he bought it from Echad Goy, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kusi, Echad Abaretz, he bought it from anybody. Pamim Shu Lokeach, Pam Achas Min Hagoy, Pam Achas Min Yisrael, Demai. If a Tagar says that he bought it from anybody, Goyim, Yisraelim, Kusim, anybody, then you have to be Mafreshit Demai because you don't know whether it is Hufrash or not. That's the Braisa. We'll get back to that. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada Ba Kumi Rabbi Mana. Mimi Lakach Ejazeh. One second. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada asked about, in front of Rabbi Mana, asked about this Braisa. What do you mean? The Tagar is telling you who he bought it from, right? He's not saying, I have no idea. Mimi Lakach Ejazeh. No more Yisrael. If he says he bought it from Yisrael, so Demai. So you should have to be Mafreshid Demai. Min Agoy. If he says he bought it from a Goy, Vadai, then you should have to be Mafreshid Vadai, because it's a Goy, bought it from a Goy. So what's the case here? That's under discussion that the Braisa says for sure Maser Demai. So Tipater Shahaya Tagar Goy. It must be that he's not Jewish. The Yisrael Vagoy Mitaylon Lefanav, and he had been doing business and had been involved with Jews and non-Jews. So the halacha is Demai. Right, Demai, so he's not, we don't think he was medactic about who he bought it from, so we assume Mafrish Demai, and therefore you see that even if you buy from a guy, he doesn't know, he doesn't remember, we don't trust where he got it from, and therefore you Mafrish Demai, like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so we have a brisa that supports each one. Actually, the Kusim came up here, as they come up in a number of places, they came up earlier in the Masechta too. That's the story in Sefer Malachim. Sefer Malachim in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin. That is where the king of Ashur sent out all of the Am Yisrael, and he planted Vayave Melech Ashur mi Bavel umi Kusa umi Ava umi Hamas umi Sefar Vayim. Right, the first one on the list is Kusa. Vayoshev ba'ari Shomron tachas b'nei Yisrael. And he put them in the Ari Shomron. Vayirshu at Shomron. Vayeshvu ba'areha. He wanted everybody to feel like a stranger. He didn't want anybody to feel like a citizen. They own the place. Everybody should feel equally uncomfortable. And therefore, Sancheriv mixed everybody up. Vayi betchilas shiftam sham lo yaru as Hashem. They didn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yaru as Hashem. The Rashi says there in Malachim, Af al pi shahamim ovdei elilim, Heim Yireim Ipanav. Even though that other nations were Ovdei Elilim, they also feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'karu le Elaka Delakaya. Right, they called him the God of the Gods. They also feared him. Right, as he quotes a pasuk in Malachi also, Vayishalach, but here, the Kusim didn't fear Hashem. Vayishalach Hashem Bahem es ha'arayos. Hashem set free to them the lions, Vayihargim Bahem, and they used to kill them. The Mishpat Zozov quotes one of the classic Likutim on Anavi that they killed them, but they didn't eat them. That's how they knew something was wrong. If the lions came and attacked them and ate the victims, fine. But here, the lions just killed them and left them. So, Vayomer l'malach Ashur lemar, Hagayim Asher Eglisa, Vatoshe Ba'aretz Shamron, Lo Yodu Az Mishpat Elohei Ha'aretz, Vayishalach Bahem Es Ha'arayos, Vidam Mamisim Osam, Kasher Einam Yodim Es Mishpat Elohei Ha'aretz. They sent the message to the king of Ashur, we can't live like this. We can't deal with this. Right, we can't deal with the Kedusha Sa'aretz, right? The Radak says there, because even if they were acting this way in Chutz La'aretz, but they're acting this way in Eretz Yisrael, V'bnei Ha'inen Hashem Ha'goyim Ha'ele, Asher Bo'ol Shomron, Ki Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh Ez Mikol Ha'aratzos, V'lo Tizbol Ha'aretz Ha'to'evo Sahem, as the Pesukim say in a few places in the Torah. So V'yitza Melech Asher Le'mor, the Melech Asher tells them, Ha'lichu Shom Echon Me'akonim, Asher Eglise V'Sham, take a Jew back. Take one Jew back, Vayelchu v'Yeshu Shem, and I'll teach them. V'yorei mes mishpat al ke'aretz, v'yavo echan et mi'akohanim, asher higlu v'shamron. He brought one of the Jews back from Galus, v'yeshev v'beitel, v'yimora osam eich yirat Hashem. And he taught them, and the question is, did they become Jewish? It says they were v'yirat Hashem. Did they not? Was it true or not true? Right, the psukim say in the continuation of that parak, Yisrael. So Rashi quotes, "V'alvishit is gairu miyiras hararayos, ein yirasam es Hashem yiras shleima." Right? She'inam oskim b'torah v'mitzvos v'chulu. Okay, so that's the kusim. We know comes up many places. Machlokas tanoim until they eventually are treated according to Chazal like goyim gemurim. Okay, we have a machlokes. So we have two prices: one that supports Rabbi Elazar, one that supports Rabbi Yochanan. We continue. Heitz of Rabbi Oshia, the Hamathis, the Masalei Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Some Mefarshim wonder why didn't we bring this Mishnah first? We brought prices which aren't as authoritative, but we have this Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tani, the Gemara quotes the last line of the Mishnah, but the beginning of the Mishnah talks about special types of fruit: Rimone Badan and Chatzir Geva. Right, these two, Chatzir Geva, these special types of pomegranates from Badan and leeks from Geva. So the Mishnah says that perek in Kalim is all about medium measurements, right? How big is the average, when the Chazal say egg, when the Chazal say dried figs, when the Chazal say rimonim. So what is it, when the Chazal say ama and kezias? Is it a big kezias? Is it a small kezias? That whole parak talks about these shiurim. So the Mishnah says there, parak yuzayin Mishnah hay and kalim. Harimon shamru, when the Chazal say a pomegranate, and the context there is that a kli that has the hole that a pomegranate will fall through is no longer a kli. It's because it are broken. So therefore, it's not makabel tum anymore. So what size pomegranate? Harimon sha'amru, lo katan v'lo gadol, ela beinoni, an average pomegranate. V'lama huzkru rimone badan. So why do Chazal say somewhere about special pomegranates from Badan, which is one of the cities that the Kusim lived, as we'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem, she'em makachem b'kol she'en. So why do we say rimone badan? She'em makachem b'kol she'en divrei meir. Meir says they're not batel. They're so chashuv that they are not batel if they are arla, let's say. So then they get mixed up with many other pomegranates. Afilu be'elef, it's aser behana. Remeir says that's where Rimoni Badan are mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer l'sha'er b'emesakelin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says no, that's the ones we use to measure the holes of the kelim. Rabbi Akiva Omer l'kachu l'kachu z'karu l'sha'er b'emesakelin v'yumakasha b'kolshi in both. Amar Reb Yossi, and now we get to the last line of the Mishnah. Amar Reb Yossi, and in our Girsa, we have Amar Reb Yuda, right? Amar Reb Yuda, but another Girsa of Amar Reb Yossi. I see on the side. So back to our Gemara. Amar Reb Yuda, lo huzgri rimoni badam v'chatzar geva. No, rimoni badam v'chatzar geva are not quoted in the context of not being batel or make holes in the kelim. Ela she misasrin vade b'chol makom. That's the Mishnah. That wherever you find them, they only grow in Badan, which is in Eretz Yisrael. So wherever you have them, anywhere in the world, you know they came from Eretz Yisrael, and they came from these cities, and you have to be Ma'aser Vadai. Why Ma'aser Vadai? Because they come from the land of the Kusim, and the Kusim understand the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver, Lo Titzei Michshol, only literally, only Pashup Shat. And that is, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. But facilitating someone else to do an Avera, causing someone else to do an Avera, they don't darshan the Pasuk that way. They don't think that that's a problem to set up somebody to do an Avera. And therefore, wherever you are in the world, you know these Rimonim and Chatzirs came from these Kusi cities, and therefore you have to be Ma'aser them, Vadai, Bechol Makom. Good. So we'll talk about Lifnei Iver Mezrim in a few minutes. Let's just first finish the flow of the Gemara. So Ma'ana Kayame, what's the context? What are we talking about in the Mishnah there? The Mishnah there in Kalim that says, wherever you are in the world, if you find Rimoni Badan or Chatzir Geva, you have to treat them as Tevel. And therefore you have to be Ma'aser Vadai. So Ma'ana Kayame, in Belokeach Yisrael, are we talking about you buying it from a Jew? You're buying these from a Jew somewhere? Bahadi tanin vadai? Then it's vadai tevel. What do you mean vadai tevel? Right? It should be a mozdmai. You don't know. You don't trust. It may be a nama aretz, but maybe this Jew was mafresh before he's giving it to you. So that can't be what the Mishnah's talking about, that your maaser vadai b'chol makom, elaki anan kaimin b'lkech min agoy. It must be that you're buying it from a guy who bought it from the kusim, and that's why you have to be maaser and mafresh vadai, because the kusi wasn't mafresh, because he doesn't care about lifnei iver, and the guy wasn't mafresh, because he's a guy. And therefore, these items are you mafresh vadai. Mashma, or mashma from the Mishnah, that only these are mafresh vadai. Hashar kol advarm dmai. But any other types of fruit that might grow in Eretz Yisrael, or you know for sure that grow in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't know where, dmai, that afrasha would be dmai. If you buy anything else from a guy, we assume you bought it from a guy, and dafka only these that you buy from a guy, you're mafresh vadai. But anything else you buy from a guy, you're mafresh dmai, mafresh suffik. Right? And that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that anything you buy from a guy is mafresh demai, unlike Rabbi Lazar, who says if you buy it from a guy, you have to be mafresh vadai, because rov Eretz Yisrael nesuna biad goyim. So this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So how would the Rabbi Lazar read the Mishnah? So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. No. Bevada anan kaminan. Meaning we could even be going like Rabbi Lazar. Right? This could even fit into like Rabbi Lazar holds. The Mishnah does not have to be against him. Why? We're talking to the Mishnah of the case where you bought it from a Jew. Right? The machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is about you bought it from a guy. So this Mishnah is not shayach to that machlokas. You bought it from a Jew. What was the problem, though? We said if you bought it from a Jew, so why does the Mishnah say that you have to be maaser vadai? Yeah, and most maaser demai. Ukimta, we make a huge ukimta in the Mishnah. Tipater, what's the Mishnah talking about? A case where even if you have buying it from a Jew, you can assume he wasn't mafresh. Why? Shahaya agronimus gadol. There was an agronimus. What's an agronimus? The B'nai Moshe says, Sar Shalamadina, the mayor. The mayor, the governor, right? Or the Marafolda says, Hu misasik betzarchi medina. Someone who's involved in the, a governmental official that was pushing the Jews to sell at a very low price. Veroe, continuing the Marafolda, Veroe lafi asha, lahachrichan limkar bezol. For whatever reason, for the economy, he was forcing the sellers to sell at a very low price. And therefore, in that case, Shagriminis Gadol, Vidochak Alav Lios Mocher Bezol. And he was forcing them to sell at a low price. So the Rabbanan, Vihitiru Lo, the Rabbanan in that case, allowed the sale of Tevel. So that it wouldn't cost so much to be Mafresh and then sell at a very low price. Vihitiru Lo, Lios Mocher Tvalim. They must have made an announcement and everybody knew. And they allowed. So in that case, where there's an agronimus, so then that's where the Mishnah says you have to be Mafresh. Tevel. It'll be Mafresh Tevel, Mafresh Vadai. The Mafreshim wonder, so why is this only by the Rimoni Badan and Chatzar Geva? By all fruit. By all fruits it should be. Good. Kasha, the Achronim, deal with it. But in this case, where you bought it from a Jew, we bought it from a Jew, and therefore it's not Shaykh to the Machlos, Rabbi Lazar and Yochanan, that's where you Mafresh Vadai and Bahalokeach Yachush La'atzmo. And the buyer will know to be Ma'aser for himself, Ma'aser Vadai for himself, because that is what the halacha is. Okay, getting back for a moment, so the Kusim do not worry about Lifnei Iver. Now you look in the Rasir Lio, the last couple of words on our Amid Aleph, Kikam Rabbi Yehuda Vada Hainu Belokeach Mikusim, to Kusoy Lo Ma'asri Klal, Maidem Zavni Lachrini. Right? The Kusim aren't Ma'asir at all. What they eat themselves, they believe. Yeah, they read the Torah. But what they tell to others, no. Delo Chayshi Alifnei Iver Lo Sidin Michshol, Ella Shelo Tosim Even Lifnei Iver Lahachshilo. Don't put literally a stone in front of a blind man. That's how they understand the pasuk of Lifnei Iver. So that's why we don't say that. What do you mean we don't say that? The Minchas Chinuch wonders. If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Chinuch, they do not mention, included in this Avera, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, the Rambam in Los Atzei Reish Sadites, they don't mention, included in this Isser, about putting a rock in front of a blind man. Meaning they only say, don't trick somebody, don't facilitate somebody doing an avera. Lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael latet lahem etza ra'a. Don't give somebody bad advice. Avol neyasher otam kishiyishlo etza. Make them straight when they ask an etza b'meshenamishu yoshev etza tova, whatever we think is appropriate, right? So we don't have to have such kavanah when we say ya'atznu ra on the yomim naram. Shnara lifnei iver lo titen michshol lashon sifra lifnei suma bedavar v'haya notal mimcha etza. If somebody is blind, and take an etza from yatitin lo etza shino ganaslo. Don't give him an etza that is not appropriate for him.
And this includes also Mishiyasa over Avera. You cannot assist somebody or facilitate somebody doing an Avera. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch there in Os Dalid, he wonders. He wonders. Well, he's commenting on the last line of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says this is a mitzvah that you don't get malchus for because it's a lav she'en bo maisa. It's a lav she'en bo maisa. You put a give somebody a bad advice or you mislead them. So it's a lav she'en bo maisa. And maybe this is the Chinuch l'shitaso. In the footnotes they point out because if there is an avera that you can do without a maisa, even if you happen to do it with a maisa, you're not going to get malchus because it's called a lav she'en bo maisa. And he says that by nakama, and he says that by many other averas as well. There are steers in the chinuch also, but by many averas, he says if you can do it without a maisa, that even if you do it with a maisa, it's called a lav she'en bo maisa, you don't get malchus. So it says the minchas chinuch. It sounds like this is an exception to the rule. There's no pshat. Right? The Gemara in Yevamah says, Eina mikriyosim de pshuto, except with one exception. Right? Habachor asher teled. Right? It's not the Bachor asher teled, it's that the oldest brother is going to do Yibam. The Gemara says in Yevamah, that's the only exception to the rule. So ask the Menchas Chinuch here, but this seems to be another exception. Because they don't, the Chinuch and the Rambam don't quote Lifnei Iver, literally, Yatsa Lagamri Mipshuto. Dim Natsan Michshol Mamish, Evan, Lifnei Iver, Eina Over. Doesn't sound like you can get this Avera. You might get other Averas, a violation of Atlevecha Kamocha, a violation of Gram Chavala. Kinira Midevia Rabbat Chilasvara, Vachain Mashakasav Shein Bo Maisa. Imse Gamkein Bechal Alav, Have a Yeshba Maisa. If you say that putting the rock there, maybe it is considered a Yeshba Maisa. And the Ramban says, what does that mean? Gam pshuto nidrash af shekama dvarim nirmezu. V'lo yadati minolan dezeh mafurish ina b'chal alaf. So I don't know. The Minchas Chinuch leaves this b'tzorachin. So if you look in the Klei Yakar on the Pasuk, the Klei Yakar says, well, maybe if you read the pasuk closely, the pshat isn't to put a rock in front of a blind man. Because what does the pasuk say? Lifnei iver lo tite michshol, ani Hashem. V'yareisa me'elokecha, ani Hashem. Right? So what's that adding? Right? That's always said when Hashem knows. Even if you don't think that anybody knows they're doing an aveira, Hashem knows. But if you put a rock in front of a blind man, it's obvious. You don't need that to be the v'yareisa me'elokecha. So says the Klei Yakar, Pirush Rashi, lo titen eitza. Ki ein lefarish iver mamish, umichshol mamish, sherei nomar v'yareisa me'elokecha, v'zeh medaver bedaver, amasur lelev, dafka. It's talking about something that's masur lelev specifically. That's the comment of the Klei Yakar. If you look at the Meshechachma, he also comments on this, and he even quotes the Kusim. The Meshechachma says, "Hakusim mifarshim kimashma'o shelo yitein even lifnei iver baderech lahapilo v'chein hu emes." The Meshechachma does not think like the Minchas Chinuch that the Parsha Pshat is not included. It is included. The Rambam doesn't have to say it, and the Chinuch doesn't have to say it. It's pasuk in Chumash, but he says v'chein hu emes u'mizeh, and then fascinating. The Mesha Chachma discusses a question that all the Mefarshim are bothered by. Some of the Rishonim and mostly the Achronim. Where's the Isser in the Torah of damaging? The Isser of Hezek. Where does it say you're not allowed to damage? It says you're not allowed to wound. It says you're not allowed to kill. It says you're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to, right, steal lo signov, lo sigzol, and not to give an extra lash. So where's the Isser of Hezek? That's the first stipler in Baba Kama, in the Kilas Yaakov, discusses this. What's the source? Very unclear. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, al tazik. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So what are the options? So there's a Yad Ramah that says it's a violation of Abderacha Kamocha, and the Rush that says, Harchakas Nizakin is Derachea Darche Noam. There are others that say it's Bal Tashchis. The tour in Choshe Mishpat, Shinai and Ches, some say the source is Gnev and Gzela. Gnev and Gzela, because he has a Kishem. Kishem Sha'asr Ligno Veligzol Mamon Chavero, Kachasr Lahazik Mamon Shalo. Just like you can't steal, you can't damage. So damage is an outgrowth of stealing. Not only if you take it, but even if you don't take it. Right? And therefore there is a, it's a part of Gnev and Gzela. The stipler himself thinks it's a function of Hashavas Aveda. If you can't, if you have a chiyuv to return somebody's item, then obviously you can't damage them and make it worse. At the end, he says maybe it flows from the mitzvah of dayanim, right? Dayanim, the Ramban, in Parshas Vayishlach. The mitzvah of Dayanim is to set up a functioning society, not dafka al derech haTorah, right? A functioning society. So says the Stipler, maybe, based on a Chassam Sofer, I think, that if you would go ask the Dayanim and they would ask you, can I do this? Is this a good idea? Anything that they would tell you no, anything that they would tell you you shouldn't do is a violation of Dayanim if you do it. So many different options and suggestions. So the Meshech Chachma says maybe Lifnei Iver is one of the makoros, at least for some. For bor, he says, right? Umizeh azhara l'poseh, right? Lifnei iver, right? You put a pit in the street. That's like lifnei iver. Umizeh azhara l'poseh o kore bor birishus harabim. Umishumzeh amru bor birishus harabim shol shnei shutfin ita amri leizil karilon hainu delav delo sitein michshol ikas. That's what he talks about. He quotes the Mishnah Lamelech and the discussion. Okay, but this is all not darshined by the Kusim. The Kusim don't believe in Lifnei Iver. They just believe in the Torah itself, Lifnei Iver. They only darshan literally, and nothing more than that. Okay, we continue. Ezeu atagar. What is a tagar? What do you mean tagar? We just had a tagar back on Yudalim Abayz. The Brisa said atagar b'chol makom demai. Four words. A tagar, if you buy from a merchant, so it's demai, because he buys from a lot of different people. If he wasn't a tagar, if he's a non-Jewish stam goy, that's not a merchant, then you could assume that he planted it himself, he's selling it himself, and therefore you have to be mafreshit vadai. But here's a tagar. And if it's a tagar, so then we could assume that he didn't plant it himself, and therefore there's a real suffix, you're mafreshit demai. So how do you define tagar, a merchant? So, ezeo tagar, kol shehevi vishana vishilesh, do something three times. It's like chazaka. Kind of like a chazaka, according to what we paskin by three in most items, most cases. Shevi vishana vishilesh, she did it three times. He brought stuff to the market. So now you know he is a tagar. Right? Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam paskins this way, also in Perek Yud Gimel, haloke ezeo tagar ze shehevi vishana vishilesh. Avalam hevi pamachas, right? No, he's not chuchsak. He's not Hochzak Tagar, right? Hochzak Tagar. Says so. Now let's get back. So what is it? Tagar three times. Rabbi Yonah boy, hevi shol shemaso and ka'achas ein zetagar. What if you brought enough that most people would take three trips to take, but you wanted to make it one trip? So you put like a tons of camels. It's all on the back of camels. But you brought it all at once. He brings all this produce at once, which normally he should have brought one after another. So is that called three or is that called one? So Rabbi Yonah says, now ein zetagar. That's called one. That's called one. He's not a tagar because it has to be three separate times. Ze achar ze tagar. If you brought that one after another, only one after another is a tagar. Rav Yonah asks, so let's say he brings three times. So now he's a tagar. From when? L'mafreyo hu nase tagar? O mikano l'haba. From when is he a tagar from? Because now the third one proved. So most things in life don't go l'mafreya. If you have a shor hamuad, only becomes a muad from now. Unless you're being megalis something from before, that there was a problem from before, which you might have said. Once you're a muad, you know it's a wild animal, and therefore even from the first time. But we don't assume that. We assume it's a status now that is achieved. Right? Status now. Statuses don't always go backwards. Right? That's the sugya of Eid Zomim. Eid Zomim, Machlokas Abai and Rava. Whether Mikano Lahabo Nifsal or Lumafreyahu Nifsal. Right? The Gemara says it's a chiddush. But well, what would make more sense? So you might say, if you say the Chiddush of Edom Zomim is that we believe the second Edom over the first Edom, that's the Chiddush of Edom Zomim. So then, it's a Chiddush to say that, but once you say that, then you should say, Lamafreya, who Nifsal. He becomes Nifsal, the Edom become Nifsal from the moment that he gave their testimony, not the day that they're proven to be Edom Zomim. But if you say that Rava says Mikano Lahabo Nifsal. So what does that mean? Why should he only be Pasul Mikano Lahaba? They're Pasul Edus. They gave testimony a month ago. It must be that according to Rava, I understand the Chiddush is not that you believe the second Edom, but you treat it as if you believe the second Edom, but not that you actually believe them. You treat them as if. So if you treat them as if, maybe you only treat them as if from the later date. And therefore the status, right? The later day, Reb Chaim proves from many different rayas that there's a status of Edom Zomim. So if there's a status, the status could come right now. Like the Mari asks here, when does this status come? If you just one raya that Reb Chaim gives. Again, there are many rayas to the status of Edom Zomen. There's a mishnah in the first parak of Makkos which talks about what does it mean up yishtayim or shlosha edim. So the Gemara says we compare 3 to 2. So Rabbi Akiva says, just like 3 are punished, so too, if 2 are connected to 3, then they're also punished. So there's a question in the Rishonim, what exactly does that mean? Rashi has a pshat. The Nemuki Yosef there quotes the Ritz Geus, who says, if we're mazim 2 of them, then all 3 are punished. Then all 3 are punished. Even the third one gets Edom Zomim in Kashra Zomim. What does that mean? He didn't do it. He wasn't proven. Ah, but if it's a shame Edom Zomim, then once the cut, it's called Edom Zomimin, so then they may all get punished. Again, not for now, but again, that's also about a status, backwards or now, right? The status, that's Machlokas Abayin Rava. So here the Gemara says, once he's a Tagar, the third time, L'mafreyu nas Tagar, do we say that even the first time he was already a Tagar, because we can look back, Omikano Laba, or do we say only from now? So, L'may Nafkamina might be, by the first two, you have to be Mafrish Vadai. And by the third one, you're Mafrish Suffolk, my divine. But maybe if he goes on my Freya, maybe even the first ones. But then the Gemara says, my nafkamina b'neo. No, what's the nafkamina? Because the Gemara assumes that the first two, he wasn't a Tagar yet, at least he didn't know. So once those two have a chiyuv of mafrish vadai, you can't change that. So even when he becomes a Tagar, we're not going to say that Lama Freya goes back. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara assumes there's a different nafkamina. Bava hiskin. If he came and was misakein from within. He was misakein the miser from within. He took some of the first group, the first load, to be misakein on the third load, and the third load on the first load. So does that work? Does that work? So now it depends. If you say, and we add in a couple of lines in the Shini Nuschos, if you say it only starts mikano lahaba, ein ma'aser zalzeh, then you can't. Because the first two it's Vaday Tevel and the third one is Demai. But if you say it's Lemafreya, then Maasim is Elzeh. Because if it's Lemafreya, then they're all Demai. They're not Tevel, and therefore it would be okay. Rabbi Manabai, who beno Apollo, Maoshi, it's Tarfel, Lishlosha, Masu, and Ka'achas. What if they all came to. Everything came together, but it was 3 different people. Right? If he brought 3 loads together, then it's 1, we said. But what if he and his son and his worker all bring a load? So is that called 3, or is that called 1? So Rabbi Yonah says, what do you mean? Svina, ba, mi, ro, mi, kam, amin. If a boat comes from Rome with 3 different types in it, yeshba, at ro, ha, kilu, echad. If a boat comes from Rome with 3 different types, that's 1. So here, too, it should be like 1. I'm a first wonder, what's the connection between 3 on a boat? So it could be 3 on a boat are all connected because the owner is bringing them. So here, it's your worker, it's your son. So he compares that to the case of the boat. There's a similar discussion, not similar, but a somewhat similar discussion in Beitza. The Mishnah in Beitza, at the end of the first parak, says you're not supposed to send presents on Yontif that look like business deals. That look like business deals, right? Ein Meshalchen B'Yontif Elamanos. You should only send ready-made food. And Basilo says you can. What about animals? Mishalchem behemas chayas the ofos. So the Gemara says Tani Rav Chiel Bavachli Asenu Beshura. You can't sell animals in a row, right? Or Beshura in with even it's talking about the other matanos. Don't send it with a lot of people. Rashi says Avsha Milsa V'Nirim Kimolichim Limkar Bashuk. It looks like you're going to do business. So the Gemara says there. What's a shura? Shura has to be at least 3 people. Boy Rav Ashi, Tlasa Gavri Vitlasa Mini Mai. What if you have 3 different people carrying 3 different types of items? It's not the same item. So Mai, so Teku. The Ran there says, what do you mean 3 types of 3 people, 3 types of items? So he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, Mnishanira Echan Mocher Vasheni Lokeach Vashlishi Sirsur. So it looks like 3 different, that it could look like the one person is the middleman and there's a buyer and a seller. So here similar kind of lashon, whether 3 counts as 3 or 3 counts as 1. Right, one of the achronim in the back makes that parallel. So the Gemara Beitza on Daf Yudalim. So we continue. Haperos, if somebody has fruit and you don't know where they came from, lo hilchu behen, you don't know if they're from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz, lo hilchu behen lo achar areach, you can't go by smell, that the aroma of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael is better. Lo achar amare, or how it looks, lo achar atam, or how it tastes, lo achar damim, or how much it costs, it's a different price, because those things are never nikar. They're too slight to really make a difference. Ela achar harov. You have to go after the rov. But again, it's clear from the Mefarshim here, look in the Mara Fulda. Hol ve'ein rechan matok v'tov kemistama mechutz la'aretzein. Right, the best types of fruits and vegetables are from Eretz Yisrael. right? Those are the delicious ones, right? As the Gemara talks about the Peres Ginosar, right? Or the Bach that we mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the Bach in Arachayim, it's in Reish Ches, when the tour is very upset to, in the language of Alamechia, V'nochal mipirya, V'nispa mituva, the Bach says, why not? They're delicious and they have Kedusha in them. And they have Kedusha in them. So what's the Torah getting upset about? Right, that's the Bach's comment in, again, Simen Reish Ches, to read you the beautiful Lashon. Ki abachilas peiroseha ani nizonim mikdushas hashchina umitarasa v'nispa mituvasa. Okay, so that's where you go by the Rav. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan imhaya yayin kagon chadash v'yayin yashan. If it's wine, new and old wine, hilchu bo'acharatan. Then you could go after the tam. Because Chaim Kanievsky explains, there's a big difference in taste. And if there's a big difference in taste, that you could really use that to be megala, what is from Eretz Yisrael, what is not, so then you can use that. Okay, now we get back to the Mishnah, Hadvela, one of the items on the list that for sure come from Eretz Yisrael. We'll have to pick up with that next time, Be'ezras Hashem.